Grace and peace to you in Christ Jesus. Amen. What are the saints like? Good question for All Saints Day. What are the saints like? And first of all, we have to distinguish which saints we're talking about. Are we talking about the New Orleans Saints? Football? Not fantasy football. That's been all over the news this week, right? What we're talking about is not a fantasy at all. It's a reality. The saints. The saints where? The saints in heaven and the saints on earth. Two different saints, but one Holy Communion. What are they like? Well, today in our readings, we get a picture of both saints, the saints in heaven and the saints on earth, both. In Revelation chapter 7, we heard about them. And what we heard about the saints in heaven is that they're numerous and international, and they have something in common. Here in the text, behold, a great number that no one could number, a great multitude that no one could number, standing before the throne, from all nations and tribes and languages and peoples. You see, they're numerous and they're international. And they have something in common. They're standing around the throne, not the thrones, but the throne. And they're all wearing the same thing, white robes, all holding the same things, palm branches. All speaking out, crying out, as it says in the text, with a loud voice. Salvation belongs to our God. Salvation doesn't belong to each and every saint or different people. It belongs to God. That's what everybody in heaven is confessing and singing and crying out with a loud voice. They have something in common. The salvation belongs to God. And the worship is all together with one voice. The saints in heaven have one thing in common. They have God in their fellowship divine. They also have some other great things in common. At the end of the text, it said, no more what? Did you hear it? No more what? No more tears? No more pain? No more heat? No more scorching sun? They have all things in the blessed, great place called heaven, paradise. What a great thing. They're just truly blessed beyond measure. The saints in heaven. And we think of our saints that we knew here on earth. We sing the unsung saints. The church, we call it the church triumphant. Those who have gone before us, still a part of the church, but the church triumphant, up in glory, up in heaven. What a great reality to talk about, think about, remember on All Saints Day. And here in the text, the great reading, Revelation 7. These are the ones who have come out of the great tribulation, have washed their robes and made them white. How? In the blood of the Lamb. And that Lamb will also shepherd them. He will be their shepherd. The Lamb is the shepherd. That's a unique reality. Wrap your mind around that. The Lamb is the shepherd. I thought the shepherd is over the... No, the Lamb itself is their shepherd. What a marvelous, mind-blowing reality. The Lamb is the shepherd. All Saints Day. What's the other set of saints? The saints who are... You're on earth. And we heard about them in Matthew 5 today, the Beatitudes. If I had to sum it up in one word, what word would it be? Blessed. The saints on earth are blessed. But it's not what you think, though, is it? Because blessed are, we heard that 9 times from Jesus' mouth today. Blessed are, that means that there's more than one saint. They're blessed. But we don't miss the fact, because he starts it right out, blessed with every sentence, blessed. But who are the blessed ones? Not what you think. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is what? The kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, because we've all lost loved ones. Remember them. We mourn for them. But why are we blessed? Because we shall be comforted. We're going to see them again. There's going to be a great reunion. Praise be to God. Blessed are the what? The meek. You know, in this world, usually it's those who strive to be the first and the best who get all the good stuff, right? When you strive the hardest and you get there and you achieve your accomplishments, you always get the best things, right? Well, sometimes we do our best and we fail too, don't we? But who is it that inherits the earth? The meek. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Opposite of what you think, the blessed saints here on earth, isn't it? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. We hear a lot about righteousness this time of year. Luther and the righteousness that comes by faith. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. We don't necessarily have righteousness here on earth. We suffer injustice every day. We've all seen it. Car accidents, everything else. Injustice. What do? We hunger and thirst for righteousness. Make it right, God. And what does God say to them? They will be satisfied. Those who hunger and thirst for it, they will be satisfied. Blessed are those who are merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they'll be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for they shall receive the kingdom of heaven. And then he says, blessed are you. Make sure you're not thinking of somebody else right now. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and speak all sorts of evil things against you on my account, Jesus says, not just because you're a bad person, but when they do it because you trust and believe and confess Jesus, and you're considered, oh, you're one of those Jesus believers, oh my goodness, oh how awful, you must, you know, eat children and other things like that. Blessed are you when people speak utter things falsely about you on my account, Jesus says. For what? For great is your reward in heaven. If that doesn't motivate you to speak Jesus to others, I don't know what will, right? You have a great reward in heaven. It's not what everybody thinks. Everybody who's so blessed and even follow the church's 12 steps to a great, wonderful life, and boy, you'll have a great, wonderful life, right? Well, how about those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, right? They're going to have a great reward one day. We're not looking for a great reward on earth, per se, are we? We'll enjoy the gifts that God has given. We'll be refreshed in them. We'll be rejoiced and be glad, even in the persecutions that we receive. And St. Paul was a great example of that. Flogged, hurt, persecuted, and yet he says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. It may be hard to do, but if you do, blessed. Blessed. What we have and what we see the world now is in a way not like the world. Now and not yet. That's what All Saints Day is all about for those who are on earth, the saints here on earth. Now and not yet. Now by faith, then by sight. And we'll have a great, what's called the great consummation one day. Some call it the beatific vision. When we, the church militant, join the church triumphant. One great communion, not just by faith, but by sight. And it'll be marvelous, beautiful, blessed. You know, sainthood is not just a status that you put on Facebook or that you get on a tattoo that says sinner and saint. That's fine, but that's not what sainthood's all about, is it? And sainthood, oddly enough, is not just when the church declares you to be a saint. Some think that. That's the only way you're a saint. Only you do certain things, you've had miracles and everything else, then you're a saint, right? No. How is sainthood your status? It's hidden. Hidden from the world. Maybe nobody else sees it. Maybe your family doesn't even see it. But deep down in your heart, when you believe and trust in the forgiveness of sins that Christ Jesus has won for you, and you believe in this resurrection from the dead, hi, saint. Blessed are you. Blessed are all of us who hold fast to his cross, his victory, the white robe that he gives as a gift. And trust in his salvation, which belongs to whom? To God. And it is yours by faith in Jesus. Blessed are you. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.